I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. For much of the planet, this weekend is a weekend, 48 hours to relax as best you can. In the Middle East, this weekend marks a rare and potentially inflammatory coincidence. Yom Kippur, the holiest day in Judaism, and Eid al-Adha, one of two main holidays in Islam, both land on the exact same day. And with tensions still high from the recent Israel-Gaza war, authorities in Israel are worried that more could collide than just two religious calendars. Daniel Estrin visited an Israeli town home to both Muslims and Jews.
From Friday evening till Saturday evening, Jews and Muslims are going to be marking two very different customs. On Yom Kippur, Jews will fast. On Eid al-Adha, Muslims will feast.
It's totally like putting electricity with water.
This is Ohad Segev from the municipality of Akko. The city is one of a handful in Israel with both Muslim and Jewish residents, and it's got a dilemma. The unwritten rule in Israel is that nobody drives on the Jewish holy day, but many Muslims are going to drive to fulfill their holiday tradition of visiting relatives. Jews observing their holy day don't eat or drink. Many Muslims host barbecues in public parks. Understand the potential for confrontation?
The problem can come out of people, you know, from both of sides that are extreme and looking for trouble.
Segev speaks from experience. In his city 6 years ago, an Arab driver sped through a predominantly Jewish neighborhood on Yom Kippur Eve. Some Jewish teens attacked the driver. What followed were days of riots between Arabs and Jews in the city. They vandalized stores and set fire to homes. Six years later, there are still tensions. I met this Arab man at a shopping center, and we started talking about the riots. The driver was drunk, so he wasn't aware of what he was doing, the man said. Then a Jewish man came up to him and said, "So because he was drunk, it was okay he almost ran someone over?" You don't take the law into your own hands, the Arab man replied. You're with them, the Jewish man said. You don't take the law into your own hands, the Arab man said again. This week, the city's leaders are making an unprecedented effort to try to preempt friction. The city's chief rabbi and the sheikh of the city's main mosque have been speaking to hundreds of young students, both Muslim and Jewish. I watched 200 Jewish middle school students sit in an auditorium, silent and attentive, while the rabbi and sheikh spoke. First, Rabbi Yosef Yashar, with his black hat and coat and long beard, got up to the podium and talked to the students about their Muslim neighbors. Are they different from us? Yes. So what? How are they different from us? They have different opinions, beliefs, customs. Wow, it's beautiful. Then Sheikh Samir Asi got up to the podium with his cropped beard and long coat and red-topped turban and said when he travels to Arab countries, people ask him, "You live with the Jews?" We are neighbors. We live with mutual respect. I feel like my neighbor is like a brother. The middle schoolers I spoke to after the talk seemed impressed. This 13-year-old student said, "I always thought they, the Muslims, weren't the best. They weren't like us. But after I saw the sheikh talk, I think he's awesome. Just like we have a holiday, so do they." The city learned its lesson 6 years ago. After the Yom Kippur riots, City Hall and residents initiated a whole smattering of Jewish-Arab youth activities, a joint leadership group, a joint chess league, even joint high school trips to Nazi concentration camp memorials in Poland. Have these initiatives relaxed tensions in the city? Authorities are certainly preparing for the worst, but not one resident I spoke with, Arab or Jew, thought there'd be any real trouble this weekend, even if sometimes the conversations between Muslims and Jews here can be a bit heated. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Akko in northern Israel.